All right, let's talk a little Yankee. So Bernie sent me.
They're 500. They're rolling.
They're back to 500. And you are listening to Sports Saturday here on 101.3 The Game. 802-655-6672 is the number to call, or text us in the Town Fair Tire text line, where we're getting tons of them today. 802-655-6672. Yankees are back to around 500. Last night was
They are 500.
Oh, they're 500.
They're
right.
500.
Okay, I thought they won over.
They were won over, then they lost
and they
last
lost
night.
Last night. Okay, yeah, last
Thank
night.
God.
Last night, yeah, they are back to 500, playing better baseball. A lot of good things happen, I think, if you're looking at the offense in terms of the Yankees. And you know that if you've been listening to us weekly, I am so down on them. And I'm still down on them. But some of the things I like that I'm seeing,
okay,
especially out of Stanton. Stanton has been unbelievable.
Because I'm just going to kind of let you go, because sure. I don't follow the Yankees as yeah. closely as you do. So you're going to talk about what you like, and then I just need you to get into on why, if this is all turning around, they need to fire their manager.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Floor is yours.
Sure. So basically what you're starting to see is, and I think it's exciting for me as someone that loves the game of baseball, is the Yankees are playing at least a little bit more baseball. You're seeing Giancarlo Stanton not expand the strike zone, and he's going the other way, and he's also swinging, which has changed him. I mean, he's been the most dominant player in the last 2 weeks. What he's done with his average, he's been unbelievable. DJ LeMahieu's coming back, and he's hitting the ball the other way. Aaron Hicks, who's been a huge disappointment this season, had a huge game-winning hit the other night against Houston because he went the other way. So there's signs that these guys are starting to swing the bat a little bit better. There are some guys that are really anxious, and there's some hard swings coming, and Aaron Judge right now is in a slump, but I like what I'm seeing. Defensively, they played a little bit better last night, notwithstanding. So they're doing some things a little bit better. The reason I think it's time to lose Boone is that I think they need to get a guy, an old-school baseball guy in there. And I think Boone is I'm not sure if I think Boone's a great manager or not. I think that he is a capable manager. But he's just not the guy to take this team. If this team is built to win, and I'm not going to freak out over wins over Houston. Houston's a good baseball team. They're not an elite baseball team. You know, I need to see some consistency when they beat Tampa Bay. I'm going to see how they have to compete with, I can't believe I've been saying this, but they have to see how they compete with the Boston Red Sox.
Who has the best record in baseball.
Yeah, they're playing great baseball. What do you want me to say? I mean, they have to be able to compete with those
teams. Well, you haven't said it.
Now well, I'm getting that.
You see Bobby D?
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Big dinger.
Oh boy, listen to you two.
wait till we pick up Albert Pujols.
Oh, I hope you do. See, I hope that's the mistake you do make. I hope that's a mistake.
A lot of good wood in that bat still. Okay.
Well, that'll be fun to see. But anyway, so what I'd like to see the Yankees do, truthfully, is fire Aaron Boone and bring back Buck Showalter. That's what I'd like to see happen.
The players will never respond.
Yes,
to that.
They will respond to that. They absolutely respond to that, and if they have to, because if you're going to win with this team, that's what has to happen. The Yankee team isn't built to win right now unless you have a manager that can get them over the hump. And right now, the Yankees don't have that. They just don't. And you know, I will say a perfect example of Aaron Boone is Game 3 against Houston, where they had a chance to sweep. You have your ace out there in Gerrit Cole, who has pitched 7 brilliant innings. He goes into the 8th inning, and Gerrit Cole's got like 92 pitches, and there's Aaron Boone, just like Joe Girardi used to do, taking out his binder, looking in his binder, and we're going to take Gerrit Cole out, bring in the bullpen, which, by the way, has been very, very good, by the way, don't get me wrong. They've pitched very well, but they've been overused, and that's what Gerrit Cole is there for. Let Gerrit Cole at least get through the 8th inning. If you want to bring Chapman in the 9th, fine, but that's the example. Is that Aaron Boone just does things by the book. The analytics piece of this is driving me nuts.